producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we got much to talk about again. We've seen the debates last night. Isn't it interesting to take note of the debates? This is some history you might not have, but let me give you a little history so you do have it, friends. Interestingly enough, when politicians, which we call them today, which is a kind of a disdainful way of actually calling them out. Politicians, kind of a slang. It's not a nice thing to say. They're called statesmen. And it's interesting. They used to be. Statesmen are those that work for the people, just so you know. And politicians, as you know, and the history of the politician is that they work for special interests as they work against the people. Because they're willing to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas did, to their own eternal damnation, which is justly due. But what's interesting is when questions were asked to one that was on the stage, folks, they weren't told that they have 30 seconds to 60 seconds to 2 minutes to 3 minutes to answer a question. If they were asked a question by the people, they were giving an hour to 2 to 3 hours to expound as to what the meaning is as to the question and what they would do to actually conform themselves in the United States of America back to law so we remain liberated, so that the people could understand and properly vet the candidates. But not today in America, folks. They're given 30 to 60 seconds to give an answer. And keep in mind, friends, it's pretty easy to do that because that's all these politicians have to do, like these little snakes like Rubio, folks, that they just get something in their head and they figure, well, I've only got 30 to 60 seconds. So, hey, my political advisor, can you give me the answer in 30 to 60 seconds so I can give it to the people? Well, friends, if you think that's the way it should be, well, then to your own demise, you can accept that, but that's not the way it used to be. And by the way, that's exactly what's happening. They're conditioned to give you a short answer to the dilemma in which we face as a nation. There is no short answer. There is no short way, friends. But again, they're taught to just give you what you want to hear in 30 to 60 seconds. But just think about this. Go back into history when there was some substance to the American people in this country, namely statesmen who would answer the question that they could go off for an hour or two. Now, and it's also interesting to know, friends, I was watching a little bit of the debates from last night, just watching them on a live feed. The highlights. And folks, you could tell that some of the questions that were asked concerning the candidates, they just had an overview. And by the way, that's why they keep mocking Rubio, because he keeps saying the same things over and over and over again. Well, he's saying the same things over and over and over again, friends, because that's what he's been told to tell you. See, the American people have been duped out of believing that you're to judge a man by what he's done concerning his service to the people or to special interests like Rubio has. instead of judging them by their fruit. And I even noticed this a little bit with Donald Trump yesterday, friends. He was just giving the quick answer to the question. And what's scary about that is, folks, you got to know it's taken a long time to get to the position that we are in today. And it's not going to come, we're not going to be able to fix the problems like that. Like there's going to be a quick fix. And that's a scary place to put yourself, America. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Today we're going to talk about the Bible or the bayonet. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. You need to understand that some of these candidates, friends, mean to rule with the bayonet. And they want you to remain stupefied concerning government, the establishment of government, our heritage in this country, because they want to change things right along with Barack Hussein Obama. They want to fundamentally transform America. And friends, by the way, when I'm calling out Rubio for what I'm calling Rubio out for, it doesn't take a lot of discernment to know that he's a Saul Alinsky disciple. He's a little liar. He accuses the people of things that he himself is guilty of. He has no foreknowledge of anything, but he just takes shots at people. He's as the accuser of the brethren. Folks, he is to the core everything America doesn't need. He is another Barack Hussein Obama. Like it or not, he's another foreigner that has no business ruling anything or representing anything in this country lawfully. And I'm saying that, friends, because of the fact of the matter is people, it amazes me how stupefied the American people have become to actually believe that he's a legitimate candidate. There's nothing legit about him. He's pro-homosexual. He's pro-everything that Barack Hussein Obama has implemented. And I can even say implanted if I want to put it that way. Because what we're seeing from these candidates, friends, is not uprightness. We're not seeing righteousness. We're not seeing the hour and 2 hour answers when they're questioned. No, you're taught to be set on short increments and you're accepting it for what it is, friends. But the bottom line is this is how we really show forth that which is true and that which is untrue, just and unjust. Is the fact that we're to judge them by their fruits. And if we judge them by their fruits, we can see who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth. Folks, go to Donald Trump. He's an immoral man. He's immoral from A to Z. Even when he was questioned yesterday, it was interesting to know, friends, how he would, when asked political things, he could give a little bit of an overview, but he couldn't go into depth because he's not a politician, which might be good for the American people, but he should be the statesman. That he should be. He should know the Constitution. He should be moral and upright. And for those that think I'm so far out there on that, you might want to take a look at some of the oaths before people could serve we the people in this country. They were Christian oaths, and we're going to talk a bit about that in just a couple minutes as well. As a matter of fact, in Delaware, the Constitution, every person appointed to public office shall say, I do profess faith in God the Father and Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, one God, blessed forevermore. And I do acknowledge the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. Folks, that was in many states in the United States of America. That's why they're adhering themselves to the Christian faith, every single one of them, by the way. Because there's some of you people that are too awake for them to actually pull the wool over your eyes. But I also want to tell you that when Donald Trump was asked questions about business, you could see where he would fall right into his forte, what he's good at. But America were to judge them by their fruit, and their fruit is to be found in John 15, that God might be glorified through the Son. And that's what we need to judge them by. Are they righteous or are they unrighteous? America, we need to wake up to what's going on. We're going to talk about the Bible or the bayonet.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's between some of the commercial us. Time you may, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We were talking about during the first segment, friends, of how these candidates, when they're up on the stage, they're given 30 seconds to a minute to 2 minutes to 3 minutes to answer the questions. Yet if you go back to those statesmen, these are politicians, what we're seeing today for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part. But going back to the time of the establishment of this country, and I'm going to hit some of that, it's interesting to note that when they were asked a question, they were given time to expound upon the answer that they wanted to give the people. And it wasn't 30 seconds or 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. They would go on for hours answering the questions. And the reason they would do that is because the people would thoroughly vet them. What is their understanding of government? What is their understanding of their role as the representatives of we the people? The people knew better back then, friends. And now you're being conditioned on what? 2 to 3 minute increments of what they're going to give you. And folks, rest assured, they're told by their political advisors what to tell you. And it's easy to remember that in such a short amount of time. And I'm talking about a 30, 60 second, 2 minute, 3 minute answer. It's easy to capture that much information and give it back to the people. Are they telling you, America, what you want to hear? Of course they are telling you what you want to hear. And what you're wanting to hear, America, is it what God wants for your country? Is it what establishes righteousness and judgment and peace within the gates? Because if it's not, you're just as wrong as the politician. And I'll tell you who those people are. Those that love their politician more than they love God. Those that love the politician's answer more than they want God's answer. And sad to say, America, I remember an individual told me this one time, Michael Peruka. He was running for the presidential position in 2004 for the Constitutional Party. God and country. That's how it should be. He said that during these national meetings with these political people, and in, this included the professed church in America, he said if you were to put Ronald Reagan in a room and Jesus Christ in another room, Jesus would be standing all by himself. Now that's sick, America. And isn't it interesting when you're seeing these politicians, they're always equating themselves to who, friends? The Ronald Reagan era. Friends, he was just a fallen man who was saved by grace too, if that be the case. I mean, when you're that foolish to put your eyes on man, rest assured, Jesus said in John 3, he said he committed himself not to man because he knew what was in man. That's why our forefathers knew and had enough common sense back in the day that there was no king but King Jesus. Read your founding documents. Read what was required before representatives could serve we the people. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. But friends, that's why America is in trouble. Well, I love Donald because he says this. Well, and I haven't heard this because you need to understand with Marco Rubio, he's an establishment guy. He's bought and paid for. By the way, he's aligned not only with the homosexual lobby, but he's also aligned with the Soroses of the world. And I'm telling you, friends, you didn't have to tell me any of that stuff. The minute I laid my eyes on Marco Rubio, I knew there was a snake. He's a snake, friends. And if you want to get back down to the nitty-gritty and put your feet down upon the rock again and have a peace of mind and have a clear conscience before God, judge them by their fruit. And if you judge them by their fruit, the only logical conclusion you can come to is Ted Cruz, because his record lines up with what he has said and what he has done in the past. That's how we're to judge them. Am I a Ted Cruzite? Nope, I'm a Jesus Christite. There's stuff that I see in Donald Trump that is very cool. It's very good. But it all aligns with the Word of God. And he knows he has to do that if he wants to win the allegiance of the people. And by the way, as a representative, it's not his job to win the allegiance of the people so he can lead the way. No, he should win the allegiance of the people to the Christ that he himself serves. And that's, again, what our forefathers knew. Well, Bradley, I just don't agree with that. It doesn't matter if you agree with that or not. One thing that our founding fathers knew, friends, off on a different rabbit trail right now, but saying the same things concerning the same conversation, they knew that either they were going to be ruled by a tyrant, or they knew they were going to be ruled by God. In America, they seem to settle for the lesser of two evils, and then they end up back in slavery, and they're trying to figure out why things got worse rather than better. Because you went to carnal man, fallen man, who is going to do nothing but bring you back into Egypt, into bondage. Instead of Christ who liberates men from sin. He's the great liberator. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. You know, Benjamin Franklin was asked during his time on this planet, Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, friends with the signers. He was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but also friends with the founding forefathers. And he would be one of them himself. He was asked, are you an aristocrat? Or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's exactly right. In America, when you get your eyes fixed on a politician, you're going to be let down over and over and over again. You're looking at them to be the author and the finisher of your faith. That only belongs to one man. That would be the Son of God. And I don't understand for the life of me why that is so difficult for people to understand. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, said, men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by the power within them, which the Word of God abides in us. We overcome the evil one, 1 John 2, or what about this? 1 John 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, what overcomes? The faith of the Son of God. Who is the author of our faith? The Son of God. And if he is the author of our faith, he's also going to be the finisher of our faith. And what does the faith of God do? It causes us to overcome this world. So who do I have my eyes fixed on? Fallen man or the risen Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father forevermore? Blessed be his name. Of course. Where my affections are set on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Colossians 3:1. I'll tell you what, it's one of the hardest lessons to learn, but men will let you down. The Lord will not. And even oftentimes where you feel like you're being let down and you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and in all of your ways you acknowledge him, he still does direct your path, and you will find out over and over and over and over again if you stay the course that he does not fail his children. And usually when he brings something back around, it was better than what you originally asked him for. So America, let me go back to the beginning of the first segment and bring it to the point as to where I'm at right now. Quit putting your trust in man. Start bringing forth substantive questions to these people, friends. CNN last night, you cannot trust a thing they do or what they say. They did that nothing more for nothing short of trying to garner ratings. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. And the other thing is they're trying to get these candidates to fight one against another. But see, if you know the truth within yourself and the word of truth and the word of God and the constitutional republic in which God has bestowed upon us through his mercy and grace, Article 4, Section 4, you know who's right and who's wrong. And you don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. Even those that they put out there on the stage, friends, you don't have to settle for them. Because at length in this country, you're governing yourself. The government does not do that. That's not been given. Nobody has delegated authority to the government to control my life. God does that. And it's a liberating way to live. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Men in the word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. You know what? When you sit there and you listen to these politicians, friends, talk about what they're going to do for you, that's not their position, friends. They don't create jobs. They sit there and make all these vain promises that they have no authority whatsoever to actually implement. And the only way that they can implement them is through the ignorance of the American people who thought it was their job to do it in the first place. This isn't a communist nation. This isn't a democracy. This is a constitutional republic, and we have no king but King Jesus in this country. And when the American people get back to that and that alone and him alone, we are going to be liberated. And by the way, the tyrant's going to know not to go there, and he is going to be ruled by the law because the people within are ruled by the law, and they will see to it that they are ruled by the law, and they are held down with the chains of the Constitution, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. Let's get back to that. And it always comes back to this, friends. Judge them by their fruit. Judge them by their fruit. Judge them by their fruit. Man, everything I do is I judge myself by the fruit. If I look in the mirror and see something I don't like there, it's like, Lord, I can't stand that about me. I want to see the Christ. I want to be created in the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. I don't want to wake up and see what I don't like anymore. I want to see your Son. I want to be a partaker of that grace. I want to grow up in that grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is applicable to every man on this earth. Receive it. It's a free gift. It's unmerited favor. But when you receive that free gift, you don't turn and rend him, the giver of the gift. You don't punch a gift horse in the mouth, do you? No. You show gratitude. And when you're thankful for what the Father has bestowed upon you, I'll tell you what, you live as a liberated people. And I'll tell you what, what else you do is you also magnify the law that was God bestowed upon us. Amen. Amen. I can hear a bunch of amens coming back right now. Folks, if you want to check us out online, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. You can also go on to our phone lines. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to come back, friends, and I'm going to actually go through some of the oaths that are taken concerning some of the states in our union. I don't have time for all 50 of them, so I'll just scratch the surface, and we'll go to Delaware, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. I'll tell you the oaths that they had to say before they could serve.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Making us do. Oh, my goodness, friends. You know, it's interesting. I ran in the door during the first segment, and we made it by about 5 minutes to get on live radio here. And, you know, one of the things is, the first thing I did this morning was I was watching some of the feedback and some of the live feeds concerning what was going on last night and talking about the debates. And I just thought about, listen to the things that they're talking about. They have no business whatsoever with their hands in it. None, zero, zilch. They're out of their scope of authority. They're overreaching. It's not the government's position to do that. And then then during the break, I was just thinking about Donald Trump talking about his claim to fame here with this whole situation with the wall. And I thought, well, you know, under perfect judgment, the Lord said that he would tear down the walls in which thou trusted in. He said he would tear them down. And you can see that happening through the criminal in the White House. But this is perfect judgment. America, the White House reflects what you tolerate. It reflects yourself. But going back to Donald Trump, do you understand that he's talking about what you want to hear? And yes, it's good that he does that. That's right that he's talking about that. No question about it. And then I started to think about the people that love to hear what Donald's willing to do for the people that are unwilling to do it for themselves. That's what it comes down to. Friends, you want the wall to be built. Most people do. I care more about for the security and safety of our people. And, of course, that's what they are happy about, too, when they hear Donald talk about the wall that he wants to build. But isn't it interesting that the wall, the people, most people in this country want the wall to be built so they don't have to worry about it. In other words, so they don't actually have to be a part of what's going on to defend our country. They want the wall to do what they're unwilling to do for themselves. If everybody in this country didn't tolerate the crimes of illegal immigrants, not undocumented immigrants, friends, but illegal immigrants in the United States of America, they wouldn't be here. They'd be afraid to be here. Because they knew within themselves that you wouldn't tolerate their crimes, so therefore you would drive them out. And the law, government, if it was functioning properly in the first place, the illegals would be afraid to come into the United States of America, because not only would they be incarcerated, but they'd also be deported back to their respective countries. But see, people want the wall to be built so they don't have to do anything about it. They want to remain safe in their sinful lifestyles. It's not going to work that way. It never will. And by the way, even if you had the most righteous president take the place of this criminal in the White House, it's still not going to override God's judgments. I don't care who you have in the White House right now. Until the people come to a place of repentance before a just and a holy God, you're going to continuously see judgment reign upon America, like it or not. You can mark my words on that. You can mark my words on that. See, everybody in this country, for the most part, man, I'm telling you what. I hear it all the time. Oh, we love our country so much that we're willing to let somebody fight for it. Oh, we love our country so much. Leave me alone. I'm watching the game. I love my country so much. No, 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 no. Bradley, I've got a reputation to uphold. Oh, really? And it's to say that I don't? You know, my reputation is left to my Father. If you remember right, in Philippians 2, Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation either. As a matter of fact, he was obedient unto the death of the cross. And what was he doing? He was fighting for you. And he was fighting for me. That's a message that I cannot ignore. But isn't it interesting, Donald Trump talking about, and by the way, the Mexicans just came back to president. Mr. Fox over there said, we're not building the effing wall. we're not going to pay for that effing wall, he said. And this is who you've allowed alliance with concerning this president in this country, friends, to ally himself with. These are his friends. And you already know America. America's sworn enemies are allied with the White House. You already know that. And again, this all comes back to perfect judgment. That's what's happening in your country today. And again, friends, you know what? Who am I to blame for what's going on in this country? I can't blame anybody else for what's going on in this country. People in this country have to take responsibility for what they've tolerated and what they've allowed. But I want to say this. It doesn't belong to the innocent. And it sickens me that the American people would sit back and allow it to happen. You know, it tells us in 1 Peter 2:13, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. In other words, you submit yourself to that which has been established through my government. And those representatives that follow the rule, you submit yourself to that authority. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. You're seeing the exact opposite today. Romans 13:3-4, rulers in this country, representatives, are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then be not afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So the job of government has two purposes. Protect and enforce. Protect and enforce. Protect and enforce. Doesn't say anything about special interests. It doesn't talk about the government creating jobs for anybody. They have no business there, friends. It doesn't have any business. The military industrial complex doesn't have any business in there, outside of the fact that they're bought and paid for by the military industrial complex to create wars, and then they send your sons and daughters unconstitutionally to die over in foreign battlefields protecting their drugs. Come on, let's call it for what it is, friends. I got a documentary called The Hornet's Nest. It's our Marines over in the Middle East. The Marines were walking through these buildings trying to figure out who are we fighting, where's the enemy. Well, little did they know, when they were walking through these buildings, they were filled with stacks and stacks and stacks of opium. policing the world unconstitutionally. Government has no business in that. Government has no business in health care. Folks, I mean, there's so many different facets. I could go on for an hour just going after each topic concerning where the government has their hands, where they have no business there whatsoever. The purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. William Penn said, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. Folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men enforcing the Ten Commandments so we can get rid of man's corrupt 10,000 commandments called policy. William Penn goes on, I know some say, let us have good laws and no matter for the men that execute them, but let them consider though good laws do well, good men do better. For good laws may lack good men, but good men will never lack good laws nor allow bad laws. Exactly right. So it shows you that we have a wound. Is it incurable? I have no idea. But it seems to be. When you look at the politicians in Washington, D.C., how few of them are willing to stand up and tell the American people what they need to be told? In other words, turn the lights on the right way and do the right things at the right time. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. No wonder why everybody's mourning as they're entertaining themselves, friends, right? So the key to good government is it's found in the quality of the people who are allowed to represent, not in the quality of the laws which are passed. And might I remind you that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy in this country. And I want to show you, since Americans, for the most part, and I'm pretty much speaking to the modern version of the American, it's interesting to note that when they forsake God's moral government, then they take on man's corrupt 10,000 policies, right? For example, Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Did you know its state's constitution was only 115 pages long? Now it's thousands upon thousands. As a matter of fact, the founders' state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages. Not 5,000 pages. 5 pages. Why? Because the moral law is easy to follow. Why is that? Because they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves. They can talk about, the modern day politician can talk about the Constitution all day long, but it's interesting when you question him about the Constitution, he can't even give you a 30-second answer. He diverts the question and goes off on some trail that he wants to actually implement. Or what he wants to talk about. Or his plan. And friends, what's coming to my aid right now is, why are the American people led to believe that whoever is voted in to be the President of the United States, that he can run his government the way that he so chooses? No, he can't. We should all be so familiar with the founding documents that we can identify when he's outside of his scope of authority, that it comes to us second nature. Did you know that before you could serve the Delaware, you could represent the people in Delaware, the constitutional requirements for men in office goes as follows. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the Holy Ghost. Blessed be his name forevermore. Huh. Wow. Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked, not the other way around. Interestingly enough, right when I first got in here, before the first segment, I was listening to the propaganda thrown through the conservatives once again. Isn't it interesting how on a daily basis we see this government indicting some company or individual for violating the law, but over and over 100 to 1 concerning the citizenry in the United States of America, politicians are busted over and over and over again. And what are you taught to do, America, through corrupt politicians? Divert the law. divert the law. They act as if they're impervious to justice. And friends, are you going to let it go on? It's up to you. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about more state constitutional requirements before representatives, namely statesmen, could actually serve we the people in the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Again, friends, real quick, this hour's just flown. We started off talking about the debates last night. And interestingly enough, it comes back to judge men by their fruit. And then we started just kind of going over, glossing over some of the issues at hand and just kind of going with the Holy Ghost here on these little bunny trails and feeding the flock as they need to be fed. It was interesting because right before the break, I was talking about how before the first segment today on the radio show, I was listening to the conservatives and their propaganda friends. And when you listen to the propaganda, it's always the same thing. Somebody's been indicted for some sort of crime, trying to convey to you, America, that the government is doing their job. They busted this guy, that guy, the other guy. Oh, great. That's wonderful. Well, that is your purpose. But you notice how it never includes politicians? You ever notice when politicians are busted, for some reason they're never indicted, man? Isn't that crazy business? At least not why they're in the public eye doing the biddings for special interest groups like they are today. How come the politicians are never busted for their crime? Somebody just said to me, I believe it was today or yesterday, said to me, isn't it shameful that Hillary Clinton's even running for the presidency of the United States of America? Well, yeah, she's all bought and paid for. You know, one of the things Donald Trump did say yesterday again, it's interesting that he said she's being protected. Of course she is. Because she's working. She's being protected by criminals, friends. And just think if 318 million people stood up and dealt with Hillary Clinton, do you think they wouldn't throw her under the bus? You better bet your bottom dollar they would, because they themselves don't want to be exposed. See, that's the importance of justice. Bring it all the way to the top of the flagpole and deal with every one of them. Because at the top, you'll see a flag, a red one that looks just like a communist flag, with the UN right above it. In Delaware, the constitutional requirements for men in office before they can serve, I do profess faith in God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed be forevermore. Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts' constitution is along the same lines. You know, friends, I want to give you, I always love going off of my experience because that's, you know, David knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. That is the gift of prophecy, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. As we walk life out, we can talk about our experiences with the Christ. But it's interesting, I was just talking with somebody today. And I can trust that 78% of those that profess themselves to be Christians, a whole bunch of Nicodemuses out there who are willing to listen to me. But they would, I'll tell you what, if I was ever to be around them, they wouldn't want that, because if I was around them, they wouldn't want to actually be reproved or corrected or instructed in righteousness for their lifestyles, right? But it's interesting to note, when I was talking to this individual today, I said to this individual, am I supposed to, because I was trying to bring a little correction and understanding, because my conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm there 100% of the time, and it's foreign to most people that profess their Christianity. I said, am I supposed to talk to you as a Christian, or am I supposed to talk to you as a carnal person? America, I ask you the same question. That's why I keep coming back to the same rock, the rock of our salvation, the revelation that's been bestowed upon us, where the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I'm bringing you back so you can understand your foundations, your history, which is nothing short of what? The history of the world is the His story of the world. How am I supposed to talk to you, America? How am I supposed to talk to you, 53 countries that listen to the radio show every day? Do you want me to talk to you as carnal men, or do you want me to speak to you as Christians so we can all grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? That's why I'm always bringing it back to the same person. Going back to my point, North Carolina's Constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion. Hey, folks, denying just doesn't mean lip service. It means their actions first and foremost. Remember Jesus said, if you honor me with your lips, but I see that your hearts are far from me, to the opposite of what I just said. But listen, no person who shall deny me in action, that being God or the truth of the Christian religion, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, because if not, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, he will deal with you. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and we know them by how? Their fruits. Going on, North Carolina's Constitution. Of the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible, they don't line up, friends, with their Christian profession, with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or the place or trust of profit in the civil department within the state. Folks, I'm just trying to get your feet back where they belong. That's what I'm doing on the radio. All these other outlets, they can magnify the crimes. They can push carnal, diabolical fear on you all day. I'm not here for that purpose. I have no time for any of that. I'm talking about, well, people are praying, Bradley, you know, we want a revival. We want the Spirit of the Lord to come down. Well, guess what happens when the Spirit of the Lord comes down, friends? Drop down, you heavens, and pour out your Spirit. Let righteousness and salvation spring forth. Guess what happens, friends? Well, the Lord walks into the temple, and guess what he does? He overthrows tables. He rebukes the people for what they've left undone. Do you think Jesus walked into the temple because he hated the people, or do you think he was trying to set the record straight? Hello? Well, we want revival. Well, God's not going to revive that which is not dead in sin and repentant first and foremost before himself. You're asking for a modern false gospel revival. And I'll tell you what, the enemy of your souls would be more than glad to accommodate. So he can further you on in the delusion that many in this country are under. And it sickens me to the core.
That's right. And we have to make sure that we preserve this nation and all the freedoms that we enjoy for our posterity. And we are fighting in this fight on a daily basis to make sure that our freedoms are preserved. We're rebuking unrighteousness and we're standing for the truth. I know that many people listen to this radio show and many people we've received comments from say, gosh, you know, it's something that I'm not hearing from the pulpits nowadays. And I'm not hearing this. And, you know, I know there's so many people who are getting spiritually fed from the word of God that's pouring out through this radio program. And we in all sincerity say, listen, if you are being blessed by God, if you are getting prayers, you know, your answers to your prayers, if you are getting spiritually fed, please do consider supporting this work. We cannot do what we do without your support. It's the faithful people out there that listen to the word and respond to it and say, I know how I was touched by God. I want to make sure that others are able to be touched too as well. So please do. It's as simple as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, clicking on that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. When you do that, you choose a certain level of membership. There's a beautiful video on there that you can watch too as well. Every person gets a Sons and Daughters of Liberty certificate. I mentioned this before. We actually had a husband and wife who signed up separately because they each wanted their own certificate, which we thought was just awesome. But it's a beautiful certificate that you can put in your home and say, listen, I'm supporting a work that's really reaching the masses with the black and white unadulterated truth. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button, choose the level of membership that's right for you, and begin to support this work on a monthly basis. Some of you may say, well, I don't know if I can do quite a monthly, but I can certainly make a donation. You can do that as well. Jump on the same way. Just click on there as a one-time donation, and all of your donations are tax-deductible. I also want to point out that we have a fabulous store. We've got so many different products in there, such as T-shirts and CDs and DVDs and magazines and books, tools that you can get in the hands of people that maybe you're having a difficult time talking to. There's something for everybody at that store, let's put it that way. There's comic books, so that hard-to-reach coworker, that hard-to-reach, you know, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, just say, here, let me give you this comic book. You know, I listen to this guy on the radio. He's pretty black and white. I value your opinion on this. You'd be amazed how many people want their opinions to be heard, and it's a great way to be able to present the gospel to them. And finally, I want to say, too, for those of you who have been touched by God through listening to the radio program, you think, wow, what must this be like in person? I'd like to get Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty to my community. How do I do that? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find some information on booking the events, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. It's as simple as making that first initial call and getting the ball rolling. You know, many people sit around and say, well, I'm just trusting God. That's great, you're trusting God.
I'm so tired of hearing that it's from people.
Amazing.
As you sit and do nothing.
That's right. People sit around and they say, well, I'm just trusting God. Well, listen, don't expect God to do for you what he has given you the ability to do for yourself.
And what you're unwilling to do for
yourself.
That's
right. And
that's
faith
exactly
without
right.
works is dead. We want to put feet to our prayers. We want to put action to our faith. And part of the way that we're doing that is reaching out to our communities. So again, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747 to say, hey, I'd like to find out some more information about bringing Bradley Dean to my area in the Sons of Liberty. And we'd be more than happy to go over all that information with you. So again, and we appreciate all you Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there. Good job. You guys are fighting the fight with us.
Folks, we love you by what we do. We truly do. But again, let me go back to this because I want to end the show with this. This is this important. Men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. There is no in between, either by the Bible or the bayonet. Friends, there is no in between. Robert Winthrop said that back in the 1800s. He was the former Speaker of the House. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.